All right, we have a brand new edition of Jared and Katie's Shower Songs. I believe this is episode 10 already. And that's where we record ourselves singing our favorite songs in the shower. It all started with Katie saying, I sound better in the shower. And we're like, well, let's try it. And it's been a thing. So we do it every week. And so we have the latest. We don't know what each other sang in the shower because...
That would be weird.
You know, be nice. I mean, I'm sure Jason wish he was in the shower with me at times. Get a good glimpse.
Yeah, I wouldn't fit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The ammunition he would have.
Yeah.
The things he would talk about.
We both admitted we're growers, not showers, so we'd be on equal footing there.
Yeah, but I would prepare ahead of time.
Mm. Will you come in aroused?
No.
That's what I heard.
Maybe.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I will tell you this.
You're a fluffer if you come in my shower.
All right, I'm ready.
My goodness, Jason.
Slide over.
I will tell you this. Lately, I've been taking showers at the gym. You know that, at Planet Fitness. And anytime I'm worried about somebody gets a glimpse of it, right before I get out, I do a little, like, a beginning of it. So it kind of extends. Not up, but it just expands down.
So you get a little
A
action.
Little. Uh-huh. Like a couple, a couple pulls.
A couple tugs.
Yep. I'm not kidding. It works. Try it.
Look, I'll be completely honest. I remember getting a physical before, like, scout camp 1 year, and it was our bishop was a doctor, and he was doing it free for everybody.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'll just, you know, which was nice.
That is nice.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to, my bishop's going to see my wiener.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would pay for it. And I really think I would go to my own doctor and pay for it.
My parents are like, no, this is free. This is free. And like, he doesn't care. And
but still.
And you're a teenager. You're like, oh. So I did a couple polls before.
See?
You did?
Yeah, I told
just get a little
you.
Blood flow.
Yeah.
Get a little chubbed out.
And I will tell you this.
Katie, what
boys are so gross.
You don't know.
No, it's embarrassing.
How difficult it is to be a man.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, yeah. We're judged so hard. No pun intended. I will tell you this. When I did the thing in the stirrups for the wave tech thing, because I wanted to prevent
you got wanded.
The wanded where they had to use that wand. I did that. But it was too long. The room was freezing cold, super nervous. Freezing cold and super nervous to
not
me.
Not good.
Mm. Pushes it way in.
It's like Annie.
Smoking hot girl. And she just, I think she used just a thumb and a forefinger.
Just the tip. Just the tip
awful.
Of the wand.
We need the tweezers! And then she was at our Christmas party, like client Christmas party, or at least the group
awful.
Was there. And like we knew that she had seen his wiener. And I was like, this is very awkward.
It was awful.
I mean, it's a medical, but still. It's still
I wouldn't
awkward.
Have mind if it was a couple tugs, but... It was awful because she knows it was like a mushroom at that point.
But it's not stopping you from showering in public.
Well,
where anybody at any time when you just announce, I shower at the gym, could come and
at
see.
At 3:13 at Planet Fitness to meet me there.
Like the
there's going to be a line tomorrow, bud.
And, you know, we want to save water. So.
And God forbid anybody sees through those shower curtains that you're giving it a tug right before you get out.
They're going to play the Splunk alarm there.
It's not like I'm doing a sexual thing, Katie. It's just to extend.
Yeah. You don't have to explain it to me. You're going to have to explain it to whoever just walks upon that one day.
It's supposed to be the judgment-free zone, but they might judge that. They might judge
that. I would judge it. Yeah, what is this dude doing?
You just have to explain it to whoever sees you pull, as you said. Yeah.
It's only for a brief second, too.
Okay,
I get it. Matt, have you ever had to, when you knew you had to show it,
no,
get it prepared?
It's not impressive either way. So,
Matt, I love that so
what
much.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is?
Like it or leave it.
Matt take it or leave it, baby. Here it is.
Matt is a bigger dude. He's tall. He's big. But it doesn't always conform with that. It really doesn't. You could be very tall and have a little, you know what.
Yeah, confirmed.
Matt, I love you. So we just had it the other day. They had state by state people's junk size, and I believe
that's right.
The national average for all races combined is like
5.86,
and that's aroused.
Not that I have that memorized.
Yeah, 5.86. And by the way, if any man, maybe not now, but if any man tells you that they've never measured their whatnot at some point in their life, probably when they're a teenager, they're lying.
Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah. And that's why I always make the argument that unless you are willing to measure right in front of everybody, not that people want that, but
that
unless you are willing to do it, it's a dumb argument to
mine's
have out
bigger,
loud.
Mine's bigger.
You're never going to prove it, ever. Yeah. So stop arguing about it.
I did a deep dive into how long typically they are by country.
Don't say deep dive.
The Netherlands has overall, for a country, bigger ones. It also
they're also the tall, like one of the tallest countries too.
Is it real?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. They also by race is different. You know, I hate to say it. I believe Asian has smaller ones, yep. And I believe I don't say I'm stereotypical. I've read about this, and I believe Black people have bigger ones.
I don't know.
And the thing is, but you would think like, oh, it's going to be like 10 inches, and then 7. Oh, no, it's like 5.8.
Yeah.
Then the biggest one is like 6.1.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you dudes will argue over a 100th of an inch.
Oh, my God.
Bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And I will say this. That's not all races are like, I'm sure there's some that have bigger or small within the race.
Yeah.
Sure.
But when I saw the national average thing, I was like, that's good.
Okay.
I felt confident after
Has
I saw that
your
number.
Husband, Ben, measured his?
I,
get him on the phone.
I am sure.
Enter any business meeting he's in now.
I am sure that he has, because I do think every man on earth has measured.
It's curious.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But never in front of me and never, I don't think, while we have known each other. Mm. I don't think.
Okay.
Probably something that happens, I would assume, in adolescence.
I did when that my wife, as a teenager,
When my wife is in the bathroom getting ready and I have to take a shower and I have to walk in the shower. If it's cold, I cover it up with my hand. I really do. But after I get in the shower and it's warm, I come right out so
Hello?
Everybody can see.
Anybody help?
Can you find my towel, Carol? I can't quite find the towel.
And I guarantee you she's like this. Cool.
Yeah, like, oh, I thought we weren't doing it tonight. Dang. You already showered.
He pulled twice.
You pulled.
We got to do it.
You did.
He pulled twice.
He's got the blood flow. It's fine.